kicking back here at Streaky Bay today. It's an absolutely glorious evening. The sun is going down and it's getting a little cool. The seagulls are floating out over the water, but I've actually raised a bit of a sweat because would you believe I've just entered in the adult senior sack race. The race is over. I have grass all over my back from a few stacks, and one of my competition in another sack was Jackie Sargent from Streaky Bay. She's the organiser of today's event. It's Mardi Gras in Streaky Bay. Mardi Gras, it sounds like an interesting event, Jackie.
Yeah, it is very interesting, actually. Yeah, we actually have quite a few events, but it mainly caters for family. We start actually with running races for the 4 years and under and goes up to the 12 years and under. And then we have Iron Man, Iron Woman, which is for the seniors, and Bay Sheffield. And, yeah, it involves family, adults, the works, kids and whatever.
There's a tug of war as well. You don't see tug of wars happening too often these days.
Yes, the tug of war is actually a very big event because a lot of rivalry happens from year to year. People have the same teams, so there's $100 prize money, first prize.
Do you see things like the SES taking on the CFS and things like that?
No, it's usually the footballers against other footballers and the girls against the ring-ins and whatever, but yeah, the locals normally come out winners.
It was quite an interesting time in the sack race. That's a bit of a comical event really, isn't it?
It is, yes. The juniors are actually better than the seniors. The seniors don't know how to get in time and jump, but it's good fun and it's great to compete. And all the prize money from all the events is from local businesses. We don't actually make money out of that. They just sponsor the races and it's all given back into the kids. They all get prize money. And this year, they all actually, every competitor in any event, got a well done flag.
I thought I just got that because I was a good jumper, but no luck at all. Actually, I do agree. It was very hard to coordinate the jumping, especially when there was four of you in the sack at the same time. Three of the people in the sack with me were kids, so it was a little difficult and lost my pants halfway through. How did you go?
Actually, I kept mine up. We were fine until we had four jumpers. We were fine until we picked up our last jumper, Sue Mott, and she got all out of whack and we ended up falling over and having to crawl over the line.
It's a lot harder than it looks, isn't it? Although it probably doesn't look that easy either.
It's not very easy at all, trying to get into sync and jump at the same time.
Now, Mardi Gras, there were definitely a few eyebrows raised when I told them I was coming to a Mardi Gras in Streaky, but it's not a gay and lesbian Mardi Gras like in Sydney, is it?
No, definitely not. It's a family fun afternoon.
There are a lot of people here in the community that I don't recognise. I come to Streaky a couple of times a year and I like to think that I know most of the locals. But looking around, I feel very out of place. But do you know everyone here in the crowd?
No, we actually time it to have it this weekend because it's the last weekend of VAC Swim and the caravan park is usually full with tourists and we know we're going to get a good crowd. So we always hold it this weekend when it's the finishing of VAC Swim.
I must admit, I was a bit disappointed to not see any men in gold velour hot pants.
Yes, well, maybe we can get the locals to do that next year just for a bit of a parade.
I can imagine the footballers in the tug of war could be quite interesting.
Yes, maybe we could get them to dress up in gold leotards.
Today is also a fundraising event for the local community. Tell us who benefits from the funds made today.
The funds today are actually going, we've actually just received a grant to put six new tennis courts down at the Oval, which would incorporate three netball, three basketball. But of course the grant is not going to cover all the cost of those courts. So the money raised today is all going towards those courts, which is going to promote local sport in our community.
Some communities are finding it more difficult these days to find volunteers who are willing to put their hand up and help out at events like today. How do you go here in Streaky Bay?
Not very well, actually, because a lot of people like to reap the benefits but don't really like to help out. Today was the first year that we've actually had a great mob of volunteers rock up because it starts at 9 o'clock Saturday morning and then we're up at 6:30 on Sunday morning because we have to have the street cleaned and clear by 10 o'clock.
When you look at people who, you know, go out there and maybe use the tennis courts later, do you almost think, well, you could have probably put your hand up and helped out? Do you reckon you can give them a nudge?
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt because I've been doing the Mardi Gras on and off probably for about 10 years and I'm tired out and I'd like to actually be able to rock up to the Mardi Gras, do my stint on my local football or netball stall and enjoy the night. And it's a big tire when you're actually the volunteer and have to organise it, then pack up at the end and make sure everything's put away at the end of the night.
How long has the Streaky Bay Mardi Gras been running now?
This year's its 31st year. It started off with raising money for the local senior citizens home, which is up and running. And a lot of those committee members were getting too old to do it, and so we've taken it over to raise money for our local sporting ground.
Well, there's a lot more happening, so I better let you get back and enjoy it. Thanks very much for the chat, Jackie Sargent from the Streaky Bay Mardi Gras. Woohoo!